Hi, everybody. Welcome to Bass Fan Army Radio. And with me today is Kelly Power. And Kelly, you fished the Heartland Outdoors Trail and you also fished the Central Pro-Am. But last year was a phenomenal year. You were the Angler of the Year for the Central Pro-Am.
Yes, I was. I had an awesome year.
Well, let's talk a little bit how you got that going and why you fished those trails. Tell me a little bit about both those trails.
Well, the Central Pro-Am Trail, it's in its 20th anniversary. I fished it for about the last 18, 19 years. Great organization. They were probably one of the first Pro-Am organizations that started here in our part of the country. Heartland's been going on for 10 years. Actually got associated with them through sponsoring them in the marine industry as a manufacturer. And they've kind of spread out and have some different divisions and things that they do, but they're both very quality organizations.
Well, you look at this thing, and this isn't a bunch of flunkies going out on a weekend sitting on a bucket. These are really tried and true fishermen you're fishing against.
We've got some very, very well-seasoned veterans that participate in these.
Well, you know, you talk about, you know, you guys are in the midsection of the country down in Arkansas, Missouri, that area, and you've got some great fisheries you get to fish as well.
Oh, the fisheries are awesome. I've been fishing around here competitively for 23, 24 years. I spent about 7 years out on the Bassmaster Tour, and just basically because a lot of the guys that I traveled with and that I got to know through the marine industry talked me into going and doing it. And the last year that I fished bass, actually second to last, I guess, I had a boating accident, had a guy run over me on a pre-fish day. But to be competitive in this market with those guys and the people that I met, you've got so much diversity of all the lakes around here. It's just anything that you want to do, from fishing grass to shallow water to deep structure, clear water lakes, you've got it all.
When you look back, you know, as a Central Pro-Am Angler of the Year, that took quite a feat to do. And if you kind of reminisce about the year, kind of give me an idea, you know, I mean, is it one of those things where you just spend a lot of time on the water as a guy that lives in that neck of the woods? What were some of the keys to your success?
Well, a lot of it was time. I fished, born and raised here, fished around this part of the country all my life. I took and focused this year just strictly on fishing. All the things that I had learned over the past 20-some years of tournament, you know, competition, and I had made up my mind that I was just going to go out and put the time and effort in and really dedicate to what I did. A lot of it is mental. A lot of it is having a goal and knowing exactly what you need to do and setting out and doing it. I had some great support, and I've had great support from the sponsors I have for many years. Probably the biggest key for me this year is one of the guys that's a sponsor for me that I work with, which is Jewel Bait Company. He came out with a new jig this year that we've been just, for the past 2 years, we've been knocking them dead, and it just really came to the market this year. The thing that I did is I've got a craw that I created about a year ago that goes on the back of this jig, and it is phenomenal. I mean, it's just weekend before last, we had a Central Pro-Am event here on Table Rock, and I ended up second by 2/100ths, but the guy that won it stayed here with me at my home for the weekend, and I got him on these fish, and we caught 56 pounds of fish around a lot of quality fishermen, but it was the bait, and it was the trailer, and it's just the things that you learn and the time you put into it.
Now, is that the Eakins jig?
No, it's a 5/8 football head jig. It's a new style jig that I've been working. Gail actually came out with the 5/8 ounce. We've got a new 3/8 ounce we're working on, but it's a football style head.
Well, you know, the quality of the product there at Jewel Bait Company, you know, they're a regional company that's really getting big momentum across the tours. And you look at what's happening here, at, you know, in your neck of the woods, it's kind of unique to see some bait that really takes on like it has, and the guys are catching big fish with it.
Oh, it's unbelievable. You know, I kind of look back in talking to a couple of the tournament directors about, you know, the year that I had. This particular bait setup that I'm throwing, you know, I looked at 8 or 10 events that I won there pretty consecutively, and the quality of fish I caught was 3 pound plus or better every event. And Gail's bait, we're fishing this thing. I fished it shallow weekend before last, but most of the early summer to late fall, I was fishing that thing in 25 to 35 foot of water. And you can come through rocks, trees, brush, phenomenal how well it comes through all that cover.
Well, it's a football head, you said, and, you know, one of the things I guess you think about, you've also got a boat that's come out that's a new boat, relatively new, I guess, that you're actively involved with as well.
Correct. I left the industry December 1st last year. After being in it for 23 years, I just kind of took a little bit of a reprieve. My wife and kids have supported me for many years, and I just decided I was going to fish. Well, a customer that I had sold product to for, oh, I think I'd sold him probably 7 or 8 boats down in Texas. His name was Randy Qualls. He decided after seeing what was being produced in the industry that he wanted to build a very high-quality, customer-oriented product that you can customize, have it the way you want, but have something that, as far as customer service and quality, that was second to none, and he's done that.
Well, that's the Legend boat, right?
In the Legend boat. A lot of people look at it and go, well, you know, if they're around a year or two, then we'll think about it. He's been in business for 3 years. He was down in Texas, in Streetman, Texas, for about 2 years building the boat. He had realized that there wasn't near the workforce down there that he needed to make this thing happen. He had called me and talked to me a little bit, and I told him, I said, you know, if you're going to build a quality boat and find quality boat builders, you got to go to Mountain Home, Arkansas. That's the biggest pool of boat builders in the country. And so right at about a year ago, he moved up there, built a brand new facility, and we're building them at a pretty steady pace right now.
Well, I know you've got a couple of new guys besides yourself with Gary Yamamoto and Ben Matuzzo, and you're looking at those guys on this tournament trail. They're going to be running those boats as well.
Oh, you bet. I dealt with those guys for a long time. They're extremely quality people, and, you know, their biggest deal with those guys, for the people that haven't met them and those that have, they're all about quality. They're all about customer service. They want to build the best product they can build, and they want to be associated with it.
Well, 2005 is right around the corner for you here, and tell me about what you're looking for there in the Central Pro-Am and Heartland Trails again.
Well, we've had our kickoffs for the Heartland. I had a meager 10th place finish at Lake of the Ozarks. It was a little worse than I'd like to have done, but it was a tough tournament overall. Our Central Pro-Am, they just had their kickoff tournament weekend before last, and I had a second place there for our first kickoff of the event, or for the year. And I've got, you know, the next few months is going to be a lot of time working boat shows and getting things ready, but, you know, my plan is to get out there and, you know, really get things going back in the tournament end of it. It's what I really enjoy. I've got a program that I can't talk a whole lot about that is going to be huge. Matter of fact, I was in a meeting all day on it today. I was down in Florida last week meeting on it. But it's going to be something for the fishermen that if we can get everything pulled together, it is just going to be its biggest thing out there. You know, my goal in this business has been to support fishermen and help bring the fishing industry, and hopefully I've done that in all the years I've been in it, but that's my focus. That's what drives me, and the fishing is a passion that I love to do, so hopefully I can keep it all together and make it happen for this next year.
Well, you know, it's going to be neat because here at Bass Fan, we've now got the Bass Fan Army, and you're our beginning show for the Bass Fan Army radio program, and we're going to be talking to guys across the country that have the successes you do.
Oh, it's great for the guys. I mean, you know, this type of exposure and the things that you can do for your sponsors and all the people that help you, you know, it's great. You know, I've probably had a little bit more of a benefit, you know, from having an employment and having the desire to fish at the level I fish. There's a lot of guys out there that just start out just to be a fisherman, and they have to learn the ropes of the marine industry and what it takes. And organizations like yourself help them, you know, catapult farther up into it and help them, you know, expose their sponsors at whatever level they're at. And it's a super deal.
Well, I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Army Radio.